When you go to bed at night, does your mind start racing with all the different worries of the world? Like, have you done enough today? Are you with the right person? Some of these are big, heavy questions, but a group of students at Boulder Primary want to help. I popped by the school to see if they've got any wisdoms that could help some of us grown-ups in the community.
Hi, my name is Jack Cruz. I'm 10 years old and I'm here with some friends.
Today, what's the question we're going to be looking at, Jack?
What is true love?
Hi, Audrina. What is true love to you?
When two people meet each other and they have a true connection.
It's kind of awkward, eh?
Yeah. Hi, Alia. What is true love to you?
Nothing.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Loyalty?
Yeah.
Video games, things you do often.
Hi, my name's Georgia Best and I am 10 years old. When you find someone that you share passions with, stuff that you like doing, like sport or video games.
Do you think you've ever fallen in love?
No.
Do you think you'll know when you do?
Yeah. You just will.
Hi, my name's Natala Shackleton and I'm 11. You share a passionate bond with someone when you both care for each other and you're always there for each other.
Have you ever fallen in love?
Yes. Because we both share and talk to each other a lot.
Hello, my name is Quincy Shett and I am 9 years old. When you love someone so much that you actually think it's true.
Have you ever seen that happen in real life?
Movies, Titanic or Twilight.
For any adults listening who are not sure whether they've met their true love or not, what's your best advice?
You have met your true love, don't worry.
My name is Lillian Sheck and I am 10 years old. Just be yourself and don't look up on internet and look at those girls who might look better than you or boys that might look better than you. Like, just don't change.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go on dating apps.
Don't think that they're the right person if you don't know.
Move on. Cut your losses. Move on very quickly, right?
Yeah.
And don't date people because of different purposes, like if they're rich but you really don't want to marry them.
Don't date vampires.
Yeah, and don't date vampires, metaphorically or literally.
It's me again, guys. Jack.
Again. Wow, Jack, you've got some very insightful friends.
Yes, I do.
Are you surprised by some of their knowledge of true love?
Yeah, I am.
So listening to all of those responses, Jack, what do you think is true love?
Well, you just love someone like you don't want it to end. You want to stay with them forever.
A good example of true love would be you and your family members. My mum and dad and Lillian, because she's very affectionate with me.
Now, Lillian's his sister. She looked quite shocked when you just said mum and dad.
Because she wanted it to be her.
Because I spend most of my time with him and we're just together a lot all the time.
Yeah, don't take them for granted because one day you'll never have them.
Some very wise kids there. Thank you for your insights from Boulder Primary School.
Be part of the program with Danushi Dias on ABC Goldfields Esperance.